Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Well, guess what? On Mondays and Wednesdays, Hot Topics become Hawk Topics because Steve Hawk is here. Hey, bud.
Hello. Hello.
Brought to you by Jacobs Custom Living.
Appreciate it, Jacobs.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, you think if you were a single person, you would go on a date just because you got a free meal out of it?
Yep. No hesitation.
Good to know the kind of person you are. Thanks, bud. That's all
so
I have.
When I go on a date, like if she said, I'll pay, and then I said, well, I have no interest in ever seeing you again, but I do like a good chicken sandwich.
Right.
So, yeah, I can go out with you for 90 minutes of my life.
Because they were saying that, you know, like, for guys, don't invite a woman out for a dinner because she may just want a free meal. So instead, go like a coffee or a walk or whatever instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their point was kind of like,
it's unnecessary.
If you do dinner, there's a chance that she may not be that interested, but dinner sounds fun.
Yeah.
If you do something a little more low key, you're really the only attraction. So, you know, take her to coffee or whatever because.
Well, don't make it a benefit.
Then she has to really like you.
Yeah, they don't take away any sort of benefit the person has other than just going out with you.
Well, and I could use it as an excuse to go somewhere that I want to go to.
Yeah.
Like, hey, do you want to go out here? No, not really. Well, I really do, and I'm paying, so. You get shotgun.
But you would only do chicken sandwich.
Right. Apparently, yeah.
I didn't tell her we were just going to Carl's Jr.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Steve Hawk, did you eat any good food over the 4th weekend?
Yeah, I did. I had some pretty good food.
What was
that
the thing
you cooked?
Nope.
Got you most excited.
That was probably why it tasted so good. That sometimes is good, yeah. Just because you don't cook
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, buddy.
But no, I went on the 4th. We went over to some friend's house for a little barbecue.
You didn't have a dog or a burger, but you had something else?
I had a dog and a burger. When they said, who wants hot dogs? I said, I do. Who wants hamburgers? I do. Still. Well, you already said, don't play that game.
It's not an either or game.
Look at my stomach. Does it look like I want one of each? Thank you. Start cooking.
I was blown away.
Look at my stomach.
Oh, yeah. We had also been there for 3 hours, and he hadn't fired up the grill yet. So,
jeez, buddy.
Come on.
Man, look at the time, huh?
I know. How many games of croquette can we play?
I was blown away by something I had over the weekend. And it was because, and usually when we go to my brother's place, there's a lot of people. So, like, one night we had a taco bar. We'll do, you know, sausages or hamburgers or whatever, right?
Yep.
Stuff to feed a lot of people.
Yep.
But then they said, we're having ribs for dinner.
Ooh.
And I thought, these are going to be trash.
They're hard to do. They can be hard.
Ribs are.
Yes, I do.
Ribs are tricky. Yep. And then sometimes it's not even your fault if you have a great way to cook them because there's just no meat on the bone.
Yep.
Right? I mean, they're just all these things. And then I see them and I look at my sister-in-law and I say, God, my brother's lucky. I'm like, where did you get those ribs? And she's like, so-and-so, Bambi, actually bought them at Costco. They're Costco ribs.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much meat on each bone. I was blown away by it. And Steph, I did not know this, my sister-in-law, she's got a method to do them. She smokes them the whole day. They were
How'd
so
she keep
good.
Them lit?
Just with by the butt.
Mm. Gets better.
Mm-hmm.
The story keeps just getting better and better.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize it.
I followed up right through.
Yeah, the ribs they sell at Costco are mastodon ribs. That's why they're so big and meaty. Mm-hmm.
They're you know what? That?
Yeah, right. Look it up.
What's a mastodon?
Well, you'll see.
I thought they were extinct.
Nope, not around here.
Not at Costco, they're not.
The Northwest. Welcome to the Great Northwest.
You ever seen the Flintstones one where they just put the ribs on the side of the car and it flips it over? That's what they're like at Costco.
Jay, that's not real. I'm looking at a mastodon. That's what the
Oh, so that's
guy
not
from
real.
Ice
you were close.
Is.
Oh.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Well, I don't know what they were, but between
Hot Topics.
That and the other yakisobi noodles and chicken or something that we had from Costco, I think I'm getting a membership.
You just now decided to do that?
He's just heard about it.
Well, I haven't heeded
it. I heard Costco's got good meat.
Ding dong. I had one for years.
Oh, they got a $5 chicken there, too. Yeah. What?
Well, the whole family, right?
Yeah.
I had one for years. But since then,
gosh dang it,
like the last 7-8 years, I've been by myself. I don't need a Costco membership.
No, you
membership.
Don't. You just need to go to other people's houses for ribs.
Kevin, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to find stuff that you want. You're going to find stuff that you like. They have great vegetable trays. They have a lot of all the things. And this is my prediction. Steve, I want to say this right now out loud.
All right.
You're going to get a Costco membership. Do it, Kevin. Don't even hesitate. It's fine. It's great. You get a Costco membership. You're going to meet somebody there at Costco, fall in love. Kevin James.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Costco love story.
It is possible, Jay.
I'm telling you. Be. I'm telling you right now. You'll be hopefully, like, oh, I mean, I'm going to get a hot dog on the way out. And you go sit down at one of those little tables and someone's going, is this somebody sitting here? And you go, absolutely not. Are you the radio's Kevin James? Well, I am. Thanks for noticing. Blah, 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 blah. Let's get married. We are happily ever after. Wee, Costco love story.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's because if you order like 2 hot dogs, you'll get 2 drinks.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's one for you and one for your lady.
I could just have a drink friend. Ready for her.
Lady friend.
Also, meeting a gal at Costco for me would be perfect because she obviously loves to buy in bulk.
Yeah. See, there you go.
Just smart shopping.
Yeah, it's great.
It really is.
Be prepared.
That's actually a great way to meet somebody, too, is you go to the little restaurant area, you buy 2 hot dogs and 2 pops, and then you just wait for somebody to come by and go,
You're just tapping the cup on the table.
That's not creepy. I'm sure you'll attract many.
Hey.
I'm trying to decide if I want the right side or the left side to show my receipt. And then here's Kevin. Hey.
Hot dog. Pops. Hot
loving. Kevin James loving.
I spent $1.50 on you, babe.
Sure to be a long-term relationship.
Hey, it's better than a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, that would be long-term. Right after he's released from parole. Steve, hang out for the second
please.
Round? Oh, my.
It'll be better.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We got to get out on the boat and watch Nate do all of his... He's into all the surfing stuff and the
wakeboarding?
Foil surf, whatever it is, the one that comes up out of the water.
Yeah.
He's entertaining. He does a good job with it.
Kevin James.
So what, you want me to like compete against him? Or?
No, I just want you to see
yes,
it.
Yes, I do.
And be like, look how cool that is. And then you can be the guy that holds up the little orange flag.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Hot.
When you're not, you're not.
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Our friend Steve Hawk is here for round 2 of Hawk Topics. Welcome, friend.
Good morning.
Do you drive with your window down?
I do. And even with the AC on.
It's the correct way.
Thank you, Steve.
So the roof's open. Windows down.
Oh, I love everything
AC's
about
on.
That. I love everything about that. Thank you. God bless you. What's your wife think of that?
Hates it.
Okay.
Just thinks it's just the dumbest thing. That just is everything wrong with, I know, but you know, you married me and I think we already discussed this.
It feels so good, Steve.
It does. Oh. I want the fresh air and the sunshine and the vitamin D. I want all that. And I also don't want my back to be so sweaty.
I don't know why that's hard to understand, but my wife does the same thing. She's like, well, roll the windows up. There's on. I'm like, I understand that, but I'm going to leave the window down.
Just the way to go.
It's so good. Really, Steve, our producer, Steve, easy. Does not like to roll his window down.
What?
I don't know what the deal is there.
I don't not like to do it.
I'm afraid of the fresh air.
Terrified of everything. So,
Like a bee could fly in.
Yeah.
Although that is real.
It really is real.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I've been noticing, too, the amount of bugs I've been eating over the last, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks.
It's terrible right now.
It really is bad right now.
I noticed it, too. I don't know why.
You don't know why you swallowed the fly?
Yeah, and no, it's not even a fly. It'll just, and it always seems like I'll be out somewhere where I'm out of breath. So I'm like, I'm really breathing in.
Yeah.
Lots of bugs.
And it's like, oh, there's another one. I was out golfing the other day. And I don't know how many gnats and crap and stuff I ate.
Stay out of the rough.
Boy.
That's true.
I don't know. They feel like they're getting worse this year. And I don't know if that's just a, I'm glad you said that. I don't feel like it's just me now.
No, it's me too.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we can share.
Thank you.
Hmm?
Kevin, you want to ask him the question about the movie?
Uh-oh.
I'm curious. We had a little wager before you got in here.
All right.
Steve Hawk, did you enjoy any of the Beverly Hills Cop movies?
Yeah, I think the first one. I could say I enjoyed that. I have seen it multiple times, and I would probably watch it again. I don't know if I can tap into any other ones.
Not 2 or 3.
I didn't even know there were 3.
There are 3. There's 4 now.
Okay.
Because the brand new one just came out.
That's right.
This 4. Weekend. Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F. He's back. Eddie Murphy is back. And They did a good job of getting most of the other actors in the movie for a little bit, at least.
Yeah. Some cameos here and there.
Yeah. I mean, even I'd say a little bit more than cameos. Okay. They're all in it, but they just maybe don't star in it as much.
Are any of them past, Kevin? Like, is anybody like, oh,
Oob.
Sergeant Taggart is...
Oh, Taggart's fine. He's in this movie.
Okay. I didn't mean to pick him out.
No,
but
he's a good memory. That's the whole thing is about how Taggart is...
He's prominently...
He's old and he's grumpy and
Okay. Well, that's probably pretty true.
Jeff Rees, who is the other... Paul Reiser?
Yes.
Paul Reiser plays Detective Jeff Rees. He's in it. I didn't even realize it was him.
I saw a...
Because he just looks kind of like an old guy. And then you're like, oh, wait, that's Paul Reiser.
I saw a little clip of the original. And Eddie Murphy looks like he's 10.
Oh, dude, it's so young.
I mean, it's, what is it, 40 years ago?
Yes, it is. 40 years ago from the original.
That's
30 crazy. From the last movie, wow. Beverly Hills Cop 3. But, Hawk, I enjoyed it. I don't know if you're an Eddie Murphy guy.
I do like Eddie Murphy.
Okay. Then I think you would enjoy it. It's got, you know, ridiculous action. Where it's none of it's believable. Where you're like,
that's right.
But that's what you want. You want that, and it's
and
got a
Judge
good
Reinhold
story
is in
it.
It, Kevin.
He is.
Is he wearing a Christmas sweater?
No, not in that one.
So it's not a Christmas movie.
No, it is not.
Yeah, I would check that out. I would definitely go see that.
You don't have
it's,
to.
It's in your home.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go anywhere to see it except my basement.
Are you a Netflixer?
Yeah, we can be.
Okay.
We can be.
Well, we talked about this. See, we rotate. We go in between. Netflix will be coming up soon. I don't know where we are in the rotation.
Yeah.
I think
you don't know which one you have
now. Right now we have Hulu, but I don't know which one's next. And we don't really have a set. It's like, hey, what's going to be coming up? What shows will be Severance?
Right.
Severance comes out on Apple here soon.
Okay,
and at that time we'll grab Apple.
Back.
And you only allow yourself one subscription, so you'll rotate it out.
It depends on what they have. Like if we're a month into it, and they're like, I don't want to get rid of this yet, then we'll keep it.
But the most diligent television watcher I've ever heard in my life. Do you know anybody else that does that, Kevin? Like rotates out of services like that. That's really paying attention a lot more than I think most people do.
It's a lot like when we got into the habit when we started just really watching on demand.
Mm-hmm.
So we record live stuff, watch it on demand.
Right.
Everything is on our time.
Exactly.
So we would binge things also.
Yeah.
And if we let something accumulate over here on Netflix, we'll get Netflix in about 4 months. Boom! We can get through everything.
That's great. That's very smart.
It makes a lot of sense. I don't think I've turned on Amazon Prime since, Shrinking got done. I don't know if I've watched it.
We've done the thing before where
that's Apple.
One of the kids,
even know what I have.
Right. One of the kids will go, it's on such and such. And I have to, and then I feel like an idiot because I say it all the time.
Yeah.
Do we have that? And the kids are like, yeah, Dad, you pay for that. I'm like, I'm an idiot.
We got them all, Dad.
Honey, cancel that one.
Sounds like you need an Excel sheet or a Steve Hawk.
Yes.
No.
Is that you or your wife that's handling that?
She does all of it.
That's
nice. I'm the one asking.
Yeah, you're like, hey, we have it.
Well, that's kind of dumb, too, because you probably
roll the window down. Turn the air on. Let's go for a ride. Do we have Hulu?
You can probably get a good list of shows like... It's Netflix coming up, and I've got like these 5 shows I want to watch on Netflix. I love that.
That's absolutely
genius. Yeah.
And I never thought I'd ever say that about you.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but I feel good now. Yeah, you've given me a great idea. I mean, I'm not going to implement it. It's way too hard.
Why should you?
I almost didn't watch the Beverly Hills Cop because I almost got suckered into the, what is it called? Man with 1,000 Kids.
Whoa. I hope that's not a documentary.
Jeez. Oh, it's a documentary.
Oh, man.
Oh, I was almost going to watch that yesterday.
It is a documentary.
Steve, you haven't stayed awake for a movie since you were 10, so I don't know why you keep saying, I was going to watch that.
Well, I was.
This guy is what they call is the word prolific? A prolific donor?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
He has gone all over the world. And
it's a series.
It's a 3-part documentary.
Okay.
Is he also a chef?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, the only thing he cooks up is babies, it seems like.
Okay.
And he has 1,000 of
them.
And he's now told them that he thinks it's a good idea if they all...
Swim like guppies.
Have some sort of marking or something on social media, like to let them know that they are his kids.
Yes.
So that they don't end up... Having a relationship. I see.
Yeah,
that's not creepy.
Or you could just stop doing it, sir. Yeah,
well, there's that.
Wow.
Or not be so controlling.
There's a lot of options
there. There's a few.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, that was great. Steve.
I didn't watch it, but it did look interesting.
I almost watched this, but no, I didn't. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Hey, you're very welcome. Thanks for the invite.
You want to come back on Wednesday?
I really do.
We're going to be here all week this week.
Oh, thank you. We all appreciate that.
I bet.
The Big 99 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So if you want an honest assessment, whether it's about your work or your new haircut, asking in the morning is the best policy.
Okay, if you want the truth.
Kevin James.
If you're asking about your haircut and you don't really want the truth, right around 2:30, 3 o'clock, probably a good time. How's my hair look?
I've been meaning
to tell you all day. It looks fantastic. I love what you've done.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Kevin's Clip of the Day.
Clip of the day, Kevin, what do you say?
You know what happens at concerts? Every once in a while, somebody gets mad. Next thing you know, you're fighting.
Okay.
There's a fight at a concert.
It's happened. I've seen it.
The pit lends itself to it, right? I mean, it's just too many people, too close together, too much drinking, and somebody thinking they have the right to do something that the other person, it happens.
Yep.
And we've seen where guys on stage will stop and kick him out or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. Miranda Lambert has quite a theory on it. And Miranda tells us exactly what her rules are for fighting at her concert.
If you want to fight at my shows, I'm all about it. Give them hell. I got 5 songs for you. Fastest Girl in Town, Kerosene, Little Red Wagon, Wranglers, Gunpowder and Lead. Don't do it here in 10 minutes. Not the time. I know you can hear the talking because it's a ballad, but that's not the time. So pick your times. You got 5 songs. Look at the set list and choose wisely.
Look at the set list.
And choose wisely.
You can only fight during the songs that are fighting songs.
Yeah, like Little Red Wagon. That is a fighting song.
Yeah, Gunpowder and Lead. Fighting
Absolutely.
Song.
Absolutely. It's about fighting.
Wrangler.
So she's just like, listen, those are the times. If you start fighting during Tin Man or Not Over You, House That Built Me.
You're in trouble.
She's going to be very upset.
Yeah,
fight you.
And then she will fight you and you will lose that battle.
Probably.
What did you think of that video of Miranda Lambert? When you saw her, Steve, what was the first thing you thought?
She could beat me up?
That is a fact.
Well, I mean, that part's true, but...
How pretty did she look? Did you notice that? Did you just think, Miranda Lambert is really pretty?
I mean, always.
Always. Yeah, it was just one of those. She's wearing a cowboy hat, Jay, and she's sitting backstage or whatever. And she just did the video. And I was like, Miranda, I just feel like she hasn't been in the spotlight that much lately.
Yeah.
And when I saw her, I was like, dang, you are really pretty. And I think you're funny, too, when you say things like fight during these 5 songs.
Choose wisely. Because if you fight during Tin Man or, like Kevin said, House That Built Me or... Heck, even Bluebird. I mean, it's just not a song built for fighting.
No.
Like Something Bad About to Happen, if she sings that, I don't know if she sings that in concert because it's with Carrie Underwood, but if she sings it, Something Bad About to Happen,
that could work.
Yeah, there's something bad happening right now in the front row.
No, like she's like, I got 5 songs. These are
That's
your
hilarious.
Chances, man.
Very
just,
interesting.
Just time it out right. Get mad at the right time.
You got to plan ahead for your fight.
Schedule your anger. I like how she says, take a look at the set list. Have you ever done that at a concert?
Always.
I think it's a thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing to do is...
I really enjoy it. I think it makes the concert better.
With a show that I really love.
Yes, because honestly, there's a time where I'm going to need to, use a bathroom, get something to drink, get something to eat, or whatever it might be, or whatever the situation is. It's nice to know... I can go during these 2 songs or 3 songs, whatever it is, if they're somewhat together, and then I don't want to miss my favorite song.
Right. And it is tough because some artists are clockwork, where it's like, if this is a set list they've been doing, that's exactly what you're getting in Spokane. But you don't always know. It's always it's tricky sometimes. Like
it is.
Eric Church was always tricky where it was like, oh, man, okay, he mixes it up. I wonder... which set we're going to get, and so you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, but you'd always know you could go to the bathroom like right at the very beginning of the concert because he'd be 45 minutes late.
That is true, Jay. You could go for a very long time.
Oh, boy. Well, okay, here's a question, though. You know, I think you guys have talked about this before. There's that app that lets you know, like, in a movie when a good time is to go like,
yeah,
to bathroom.
Yeah, runpee.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So is there something similar for concerts, or should there be, and we just invented it?
No, I mean, you can just Google set list. I don't think that, because then you're assuming that everybody has a favorite, the same favorite song.
Okay.
So I don't know if it would work for a concert. You know, because like Kevin might like one song and I might like a different one, so I don't know if it would actually work.
Not allowed.
Not allowed to have different likes. It's got to be the exact same song.
Yep.
Yeah, if it's not the same song, sorry. Can you imagine if there was that and somebody, you know, Miranda's song and she plays Mama's Broken Heart and the entire arena gets up to go pee?
That would be very weird.
She's like, wait, what? What is happening? And the app says this is the time. Everybody just all lining up out there.
Although I think it could work if you just said, you told them what it was. Like, this is where this song is, or this is where she does, you know,
an acoustic
a talk set, or it's an acoustic set.
Yeah.
And that might be my favorite thing.
Or this
so
is
I'd
when
stay for it.
Yes, totally. No.
So I think in movies they probably do the same thing. Listen, I like Beverly Hills Cop. I'm just going to take that because it's what I just watched.
Sure.
I would leave to go pee during an action scene before
what?
I would leave to go during any other scene.
Who are you?
Well, the action's just, it is what it is. I mean, it's fine. I don't mind it, but you know what's going to happen. Oh, chase bad guys.
Well, that's what people like to watch.
100%. And I'm fine seeing some of it, but I know what's happening. I wouldn't be a big deal if I went. I'm not missing anything.
At a movie, do you go pee during an action scene?
Or, I mean, because there's the key. Like, would you rather miss some of the plot or miss the action?
It's on the poll.
Yeah, well, if you're awake for the whole thing.
Yeah. Can't ask you.
Copy. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All people who are new to town, this is what you have to do at Riverfront Park. And the text line can back me up on this.
Okay.
You got to do the gondola ride at some point. If you're going to do Riverfront Park, you do a little bit of the trail, Centennial Trail.
Kevin James.
Feed the goat. You ride the carousel.
Yeah.
You bathe in the fountain.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final thoughts.
Also on the way, we'll qualify some folks here in just a few moments for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's. $5,000. That's a pretty good shopping spree.
Yeah.
We'll do that here in just a few moments. Final thoughts, Steve, you can kick it off.
Jay, what do you think of my shirt?
I didn't even read the whole thing. It was very long, and I read like the first part, and then you were talking to me, and then you were looking at me, and then I felt like I wasn't making eye contact, and you were thinking, oh, why is he not listening to me? He's reading my shirt, and I never went back to read it.
Yeah, stop staring at my body.
Yeah, exactly, and then it was awkward.
Because Kevin commented on my shirt this morning.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, well, you said something like, it's just funny that you're wearing it.
Like, oh, no, what does it say again?
Well, because, say what it says.
Okay, I wrote it down because it's
hard to read upside down.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fair, yeah.
I can't read it.
I don't know what it says.
Yeah, it says, I am currently unsupervised. I know it freaks me out, too. The possibilities are endless.
I see what you're saying, Kevin. Yes, that
right,
doesn't
like
really fit his personality.
Steve unsupervised is like the safest bet ever.
Right, right.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Now, I can imagine your risky behavior for the rest of the day.
It's so risky.
Like, what would be the riskiest thing you've done recently? Not signaled out of the parking lot?
I've done that a few times, Jay.
Whoa.
Living on the edge.
Buddy.
I know. I mean,
yeah.
I've followed a ton of people out of our parking lot, especially out the back way. And it's like, never have I seen anybody put a turn signal on because you're just coming out of a parking lot and there's no traffic. The road is just pretty much abandoned back there except for the guys that live there. And no one's ever signaled, not one time. Steve signaled like 40 feet from the opening of the gate and sat there while the gate was opening with his signal on it. And you are risky.
Well, don't the people behind you want to know which way you're going?
No.
You don't want a surprise turn.
Well, Steve, I am also guilty of doing the turning in the parking lot. I always turn my signal on. I don't know why, but I do. So I can't make too much fun of you about that, but you are not a risk taker.
Huh?
Yeah, a shock to all of us.
I know. I mean, that's why that shirt doesn't really work for you. Like, I mean, it's a
Maybe
great...
that's why it's funny?
It's a cute shirt.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's also a hand-me-down, I think.
Thoughts. From...
I think it was my brother's at one point.
Okay.
Okay, and does it fit him better, like the concept?
Maybe. And it also fit him better when he was, you know, in high school or eighth grade.
Well, youth medium, still a good size.
Yeah. Moving on.
I am, right now, currently, I am at $379 in my cart at Cabela's.
Oh, wow.
And I have now just, okay, this is where it's going to help me. I am now moved to e-bikes. Did not know they had those.
They have so much there.
I am at the e-bikes now. I'm trying to see. Ooh, that could use up a big chunk. That one looks good. I think I would do good on that one. It is $29.99. $2,999.
Right.
So now I've got that $3,000. So I'm at $3,300. I still have $1,700 to spend on the $5,000 Cabela's shopping spree.
Yeah. Wow.
This is so fun. I'm not even a hunter or fisher. Camper.
There's still a lot. There's still a lot there, man.
Just keep going.
There's so much stuff. Okay, boating. Let's see. This would be great. This is something I should buy something for my brother for the lake place.
Right.
And then he'll be like, oh, thanks, man. You can come up again.
Like what, a tube of some sort or something?
No, that's what I'm trying to see.
Like
what they
pull
have
behind there. A boat or
Water
something?
Water sports.
Yeah, I mean.
Towables and skis.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to find it there.
Bet you can spend some money on that.
You think? Yeah. In fact, we're going to qualify somebody for that shopping spree in about 1 minute.
Final thoughts.
This tow behind's awesome, and it's $249. I'm putting that in my cart.
Yeah, you still have a ton to go. You still have $1,000, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, I have $1,500.
Jeez Louise.
Wait, you're giving him $5,000 to Cabela's?
He's just imaginary spending. He's thinking, you know, if he won the spree that we're giving away, the $5,000 shopping spree, how he would spend it, which is a fun thing to do.
I thought it was a really fun way to help promote our contest.
Yeah, see how he did that, Steve?
Oh, like radio stuff.
So, what do you think is better? Do you think it's better to do, like, multiple... four-day vacations, and by multiple, I mean like maybe like, again, you wrap it around, like this week it was weird because, of course, you know, you take one day, for us, we took one day off, we got 4 days. That's pretty rare. So let's say you take 2 days, so you get a four-day, and you do like four of those during the year, because that's still only like 8 days off. Or do you do one or two longer ones during the year? Which's better? What's better?
Well, I like the short ones better
because
I don't generally go anywhere.
Sure.
I think if I was a going vacation guy, then I would like the longer one.
Well, yeah, if you do have to spend time traveling, then it's like, well,
it's kind of necessary.
Yeah, we
right?
already wasted a whole day getting here, so let's take more days here. That makes sense. Which would you prefer, Steve, the shorter ones or the longer vacations?
Probably the shorter as well. For basically the same reasons. Although, you completely lost me when you were explaining it. I was like, carry the one.
It was so tough.
Math is hard, guys.
Yeah. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country. Happy trails to you. Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
That's the show. We've got to go. And on the way out, we've got a pair of cruise tickets for you for Thursday, Lake Coeur d'Alene. Yeah, it's going to be warm during the day, but I'm going to tell you, in the evening, when you're on the water and you're just cruising around, I mean, it's the best place to be in the evening when it's a nice, warm summer day.
When you're cruising around, I like that.
Oh, man. So,
so perfect.
So nice. So we got a pair of tickets for you right now, 509-441-0999, caller 7. Also, if you're still looking to get your tickets, we have some tickets left. You can just text the word CRUISE to 509-441-0999, same number. You text the word cruise, and then we will send you a link to buy your tickets to make sure you get there on Thursday. Kevin, yes.
You know me, I'm an idea guy.
Here we go.
This idea just popped into my head.
It should be well thought out.
What if we introduced on the cruise Squirt Gun Steve? Where Steve has a squirt gun with some cold water in it, whatever. And it's not, we're not just going to get everybody wet if they don't like that.
Sure.
But I mean, if you like it, then we can just like Squirt Gun Steve can. It's a pretty good idea.
It's not terrible.
You provide the squirt gun, I provide the laughs.
Should we just get him a water weenie, Kevin? You think that would be better?
But what would the name be then? Water Weenie Steve?
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It's not as great an alliteration.
It's not.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye-bye.
It's not as great overall.
Okay, bye-bye now.
I just get one of those big ones.
Bye. Goodbye.
The squirt gun?
Okay. Yeah, that holds a lot of water.
Are they all gone? Is everybody gone?
It's an idea.
I think we could do it.
Good. Oh my gosh, my